we have a guy on our team.
No, no, he actually watches the show. Pat Wax Daddy's is his screen name.
Okay, all right.
Or Goat Belly, we
goat
call
belly.
It.
Hey, goat Belly.
Goat Belly.
All right. So Goat, the how he got Goat Belly, he could eat anything, and he had a bulge of a gut. For PT tests back then, you had to do a tape test. All right. Goat would just blow his out of proportion.
Yeah.
We it's have like, to get creative. Okay, how can you get such a good PT to score and you look like a weeble?
Yeah, the dude was pretty good.
Oh, he was very mission driven.
He's a genius.
He's a genius. He's an inventor. He invented the world's first folding motorcycle that weighs less than 67 pounds. I saw it with my own eyes.
Oh,
yes. Yeah. It has
genius.
A hybrid motor to it. It's a phenomenal creation. He can't get anybody on the project to fund it.
Yeah, he can't get any first.
And this is where he made it. He had a guy in Afghanistan weld the frame together with a car battery and a coat hanger. He brings this stuff out of mind. I just helped him move from Texas, or from Florida to Texas. Okay. He's very, you know, okay, Texas is going to be the only standing part of America that's going to be left until they just completely tack nuke Texas. Yeah. Okay. But besides that, the man has a mind, and he just can just draw these wild creations out of
his ass. I've seen him do it. He like pulls out the pen. Oh yeah, well we could do this.
Well, when he was over, when he was in Afghanistan, he was longest.
Hang on. Yeah. Now, the guys that were in my platoon, I didn't just like train them because let's face it, you train dogs and monkeys. I forged men.
Yeah.
Men who later on went on to do great things. He went on to be, you became what, a crew chief on the C-130?
I was a loadmaster.
Your loadmaster?
Yes.
A walker went on to
he was,
Air Force.
He went,
weather
he went
flight.
Air Force Special Operations. He went weather. He was a
weather flight guy.
So he became a meteorologist for the Air Force.
Yeah. 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 After he did 10 years in the Army system, he's just like, you know what, I'm going in the Air Force. And he fucking blew it out of water.
Well, the man, this is the way he operates. As a civilian, he hates it. But when he's in the war zone,
he's at home.
He is at home and he really owns it.
He's dialed in, man.
Okay. He would essentially, we still talk a lot on the phone.
And, I love that guy. Hey, yeah. Walker, if you're watching, you're a good motherfucker.
And Goat Belly, he would talk about his adventures. Walker is, he can sew anything.
Not in a gay way.
Not in a gay way. He was actually.
Let me just knit this when up he was a little bit. I'll make you a sweater.
Yes,
something to hold all your starburst.
When he was in Afghanistan, he would literally create gear for the special operations
custom
team. Custom gear. Literally leaving bags at his door. He never charged them a dime. Okay. And on top of that, every military in their unit, squad, platoon has a scrounger.
Oh, yeah. He was
the king of scroungers. Now, this is coming from him, so I can't necessarily verify the information. It was like this. Hands shake hands, scratch backs, whatever. Well, this one particular E7, E8. Now, I know Goat Belly's going to correct me, but
Footlocker of porn.
Yeah, so. Oh, yeah, the Footlocker of porn.
No, I traded. I learned a lot of that. Well, I was a pack
that was
rat.
The commo section.
No, hang on. In Iraq.
Yeah.
We had to take, I think it was like half a dozen up-armers to get their brakes worked.
Yes.
We take them to victory. Mm-hmm. They go to the board. They put it on there. And I go, how long is it going to take? He's like, 2.5 months. I'm like, that's unacceptable. And I start haggling with the guy and going down the list of shit I have because, you know, I had a whole, like, supply room of shit that was just extra.
Yeah.
So I literally try everything. I have nothing left. I'm like, well, you know, I got this footlocker of confiscated porn. It's a lot of nasty stuff in there.
Camo had the best porn.
And literally, the guy's like, German porn, scat porn?
Yes.
He's like, wait a minute. And he goes and he talks to a bunch of mechanics.
Yeah.
Comes back. He goes, bring it tomorrow. We'll take a look at it. Next day, I went from 2.5 months to like a little over a week and a day, 8 days. Yeah. It was amazing.
All because a bunch of dudes wanted to watch women taking a dump.
Well, I confiscated all that porn.
Yeah,
I know you did. I'm just saying.
To finish Walker's crowning achievements, he was like any scrounger, as they leave, an oncoming scrounger comes in. So it's kind of like an informal change of command ceremony.
Yeah, I know. You got
well, anyways,
you got
this particular
off.
This particular NCO needed a cement pad poured within a day for an expansion of his for the equipment that he needed. Well, Walker then negotiates the deal. So he goes, talks to the engineers. And so they said, well, we can't do it unless you bring us lobster tails. Now, this is Bagram, mind you. So what does Walker do? I'll be right back.
So he basically pulled a Radar O'Reilly.
In less than an hour, he had one of those wax boxes, ice with at least a dozen red lobster tails. And so I guess, and Walker tells me the story. I'm like, okay, fine. But the expression on their face was like, I guess we got to pour the concrete. Damn it. So, but Walker would work with a lot of the special operations teams, and his only billing was, hey, do I get to train with you? That's all he wanted to do, was train with the special op guys, be it range, fast rope.
That's fun, bro.
Yeah. Okay. So that is a very negotiable. It's a very good.
Doesn't cost you nothing.
Doesn't cost you a damn.
Nothing.
You just got to write them on the roster. But Walker became so famous with what he was doing that this one general listed Walker by name on the TONE.
Callbacked.
Says, I refuse to deploy without Pat Walker.
Yeah, callbacked. He got requested by name request by a general.
You don't get that.
Yeah, general is the closest thing that we have to like royalty.
Yes.
Those like write their own regulations. They make memos that are have the equivalent of pretty much a regulation.
Yeah.
I mean, I used to carry the Green Beret thing when I was in civil affairs. It says, as a special forces guy in civil affairs, you can wear your Green Beret. Yeah. And 'cause I got all kinds of you're not allowed to wear that now. Oh, I can't wear it here? Got a general here says I can't.
Watch Grunt-speak live Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern, and we'll do the same thing we do every night. Try to take over the world. Nah.